Okay, thanks for joining me once again. Richard Kingsmore back with you. This Oz Music Month has been absolutely terrific because we've had so many great new Australian albums to really sink our teeth into. One of those being from the Nam-based Bachelor MC, Birds.
I can never let it go, I can never let them down. Hear the spirit of my flow, yeah, I know they're still around. When they talk to me like, what you doing with your life? Hold their head up high. And when the time come, I'll be there rolling with a pride of a lion. And I never let another man tell me who I am. Never cared to break bread with the liars. I'm well aware that they're there, but I'm flying high by them.
I spread my wings and I start to fly.
Yeah, taken from the Legacy album by Birds, that track is called Fly. So the album, the second album from Birds, is 4 years on from his debut. This is a far more consistent and more powerful album as well. The first one showed a lot of promise, but was a lot rawer in sound. And I think the fact that he's worked with producer Trials, who is one half of AB Original, he's an incredibly experienced, not just hip-hop producer on the Australian scene, but producer in general. And he's really focused the direction of this new album. It was also a really great build-up to the release of Legacy for Birds because last year's single, Bagalam Bagan, smashed the Hottest 100. And then 6 months ago, Birds appeared on The Set on ABC TV. Really powerful performance of Bagalam Bagan on The Set from 6 months ago on ABC TV by Birds. And when he was on that program, he also met for the very first time a very famous Australian performer who now appears with him on one of the key moments from the album. So let's find out more about this new Birds release, Legacy.
Keeping up with the world of new music.
This is 2021.
Okay, I'd like to welcome back to Triple J, Birds. Birds, nice to meet you. How are you?
Yeah, likewise. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No worries. We've got a new album to talk about. I've got to ask you this to start with. 4 years on from your first, what do you reckon you've learned? What are the biggest lessons you've learned sort of as an artist between your first and second albums?
Oh, man. I think, yeah, there's so many lessons. Like, and it's just all, for me anyway, you know, and I think for most artists, just been trial and error. Like, you just put yourself out there and see what works, see what sticks. But I think, you know, creatively, I think, you know, I've just really allowed myself time to elevate and get better and you know, work with, you know, heaps of different people. And I think collaborating has been a huge focus of mine, just collaborating with different artists and now working with Trials, you know, on this album. You know, I've learned so much from him just from the creative process and in the studio and, yeah, and working with Bad Apples and working with, you know, people like Briggs and my management now, like just really learning, I guess, the ropes of the industry too.
Mm. It's been a really nice progression for you as an artist too because, I mean, you've been in the game for a while now, but it seems to just be building up steam and picking up momentum. That must feel really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great feeling, you know, and especially, to be honest, it's been kind of weird, like the last 2 years with COVID. And I think, you know, having a song like Bagalam Bagan and I guess the impact that that had during lockdown was kind of, yeah, it was crazy. But it definitely feels good, you know, especially when I feel like I've just really stuck to my vision and, you know, kept who I am as an artist and as a person as true as possible. So, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to, because I've never sort of had a chance to meet and talk to you before, how much of a surprise was it last year to see that song go so well in the Hottest 100?
Yeah, that was crazy. Oh man, we were at Phillip Island at my girlfriend's family's place, and we were listening to it on the radio, and I was that nervous that everyone just left me to listen to it by myself. Like, oh, this guy's gonna flip out, you know. And so yeah, but I think by the time I got to like number 50 in the countdown, I was like, oh, there's no chance now.
Well, the thing is, I mean, it resonated so strongly with people. I mean, that connection as a songwriter, and because of how important the song is, must have just been so satisfying to know that it reached so many people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if there was any song that I wanted to get in there, it would be that, you know, and especially doing it with Trials and my cousin featuring on it, you know, being a real family affair was just the best.
I want to talk to you about Legacy, the title, because there's Legacy Part 1 and Part 2 on this record. What's the concept of Legacy for this record?
I think, you know, the overall and the overarching theme of, you know, Legacy is really just about family and me realizing, getting to a point with my music and really just realizing my purpose and that being family. And, you know, I've always felt like a strong need to share my family story and mine even more so now, and that just keeps growing, you know. And it's a feeling that I find really hard to describe, but it's there and it's just getting stronger. And particularly like in the artwork, I think it's really referenced well with, you know, the three generations being my father and his story and, you know, how much that's inspired my music, and then myself being a father now and the next generation being my son. So, you know, really trying to, I guess, represent those three generations and my family, yeah.
Yeah, so how old's your son now?
He's 6. Yeah, he's just turned 6. He's going on 21.
Yeah, right. And so what sort of effect has that had on you and your perspective for your own life, you know, being a father for the last 6 years and raising a son?
Oh, huge, you know. Like, I mean, anybody that becomes a parent knows that it just changes your whole world and your whole perspective. You know, you don't just get to worry about yourself anymore. But, you know, just life-saving in so many ways too. He's given me so much purpose, and it, as an artist, you know, it's challenging me to really look at, you know, the messages and what I'm putting out there in my music and really thinking for the future, I think, for, you know, more clear than I have ever in the past, yeah.
Yeah. With the two legacies, I mean, I want to play one of them, and I don't mind which one we play, the one with Fred Leone or the one with Missy Higgins on it. But it's interesting because the first legacy, which kicks off the record, is one which has a bit more doubt around it, and Legacy Part 2 sort of cements a vision which is far more optimistic and positive. Is that how you see the both versions?
Yeah, no, that's exactly how they're intended too. Yeah, bang on. I think like the first one, I wrote that when I was in a bit of a, you know, a dark space and like really questioning myself, you know, what is my purpose? You know, what have I, and I say it in the song, like, is this my legacy? Like, is this all there is to it? You know? And I think as you near the end of that record of that song, I'm realizing that, you know, it's bigger than me and that it's about the future and it's about my son. And then Legacy Part 2 with Missy being like more of a direct open letter to my son, just talking about what's come before him and, you know, his legacy, you know, his history, our history, and, yeah, a brighter future.
Yeah, they're both really powerful in their own right. Which one do you want to play? Which one do you want to give the listeners right now?
Oh, man, I think, yeah, Legacy Part 1, I guess, yeah, with Fred.
Okay, all right, because we've had the one with Missy for, you know, a few weeks now, but let's continue to talk to Birds in just a moment about his new album, Legacy. This is the opening moment, the title track, featuring once again Fred Leone.
So let me take a moment to convince myself shit is all good and they can't tell. Boy, I'm in my zone. And yeah, I hold my own, business as usual. Still scoring in the game, that's foul. I guess these shots gonna hold me down in the land of lost and found. Cause ain't nobody want you when it's time to fall. Nobody tell me I was on my own, out here trying to find my way home. I don't wanna feel like this no more. Pour another drink so I can drown my sorrow.
Listen, I just want to play a little bit of the version, Legacy Part 2, which features Missy Higgins, which comes later in the record. So here's just a little bit of you two, side by side.
But the fear can't define you, so don't you ever let it. You a natural born leader, don't you dare forget it. You belong here, son, you connected. And our legacy will live on with you and forever.
It's been a hard road to get here. Sometimes I thought I'd be swallowed by fear. Why were we fighting?
So I know that the connection with you and Missy Higgins actually came about through the appearance that you both did on ABC TV this year with The Set, didn't it?
Yeah, that was the first time we met, yeah.
Wow, okay, so you connected. I mean, she's, you know, such a wonderful artist. Did you kind of talk there and then about doing something together?
Oh, we kind of, like, she mentioned it, actually. We were talking after, you know, the night had finished, and we all just had such a good time, and it was such a, like, organic kind of process and really natural. And you know, I guess we just really enjoyed creating and performing together. And then at the end of the night, she was like, oh, you know, we should keep in touch. We're both in Melbourne, you know, and if anything ever comes up, we should collaborate again. And Fred and I were like, okay, yeah, cool. That's awesome. You know, that's mad that she said that. But I was thinking, oh, she's, you know, just probably just saying that. But, yeah, I took her up on it later on and reached out. And, yeah, super cool, super down to earth. And she loved the idea. And she wrote her parts first and really set the tone for the record. And, yeah, it just all went from there.
Wow, okay, all right. So she wrote the parts and then you kind of fed, what, did you kind of bounce off the ideas that she was sending back?
Yeah, pretty much. She wrote the chorus first of all, I think. And then I was like, okay, I know what direction I need to go to and really, you know, tap into the story that I wanted to share. And then we bounced back and forth on email with Trials. And I think we wrote the last bit, like the outro, together, which is a really cool experience too as a songwriter.
Mm. Yeah. Your voices go so well together. I wouldn't have necessarily have maybe have thought of you and Missy side by side, but it works.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, neither would I.
Yeah, great meeting. I'm glad The Set brought you together. Listen, you've sort of referenced Trials a couple of times. Obviously, he's produced all this record with you. How closely do you work with him?
Oh, you know, really close. Like, especially over the last 2 years. Yeah, he's just been, we've been back and forth constantly, like him just sending me, you know, new beats. And I'm really reactive and I just love everything he does. So I'm writing all the time to everything that he sends me and just sending demo ideas back and forth. And yeah, he's really just helped me elevate my game overall, I think, songwriting and, you know, delivery wise.
Yeah, he gives a lot of feedback, does he?
Yeah. Totally. And sometimes if there's silence, that's even more impactful. maybe try that again. Yeah.
Yeah, right. He kind of leaves a space there for you to answer the question yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been in the game for a while. Is he ever going to do another AB original record? That's a question. Maybe you can't reveal it right now. Maybe he's been working behind the scenes, but he's such a great producer. He just seems to have no shortage of ideas.
Yeah, never. And he can touch any genre, like he can go anywhere and it's amazing to see him work. And he works so quickly. And yeah, in my opinion, he's the best producer in the country.
Yeah, he is a fantastic producer, that's for sure. Birds is with us talking about the making of Legacy. I want to go into a little bit of your family background because, as I say, we haven't had a chance to talk much. I know you're a Butchulla man. Butchulla, for people who don't know, is the Aboriginal country around Brisbane, really. Fraser Island, is that Butchulla country?
Yeah, Butchulla country. So it's like Hervey Bay and Fraser Island, but, we call it Gari. And, yeah, it just got renamed back to its traditional name too, which is really cool. So, yeah, Gari.
Gari. Okay, fine. Now, Northern Territory, though, is where I believe that you were kind of raised around Katherine. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it. Yep. I was born in Rockhampton in Queensland. But then when I was a baby, we moved to the Northern Territory. I think just my old man had, different opportunities up there, and we all moved there with my sister. And, yeah, that's where I spent my youth.
And good years growing up in Katherine?
Yeah, no, a lot of good years, and a lot of challenges. I think that, those times still really inspire my music and impact me, I think, today, yeah.
In what way?
Oh, just like in my songwriting, I think, and the level of good and bad experiences that I was exposed to as a kid. Like, there was a lot of racism, still is, in the territory, very much in your face, it's very black and white. And so that was like challenging as a kid. I was lucky though. I had parents that, really instilled in me to be proud of who I was and who I am and where I'm from. And, so I was, I think, to a level, I was prepared when I walked out the front door of our home to be, faced with that and to still stand tall.
Mm-hmm. So it was talked about within your family because your parents could have tried to shield you, but there was never any question of trying to do that?
No, never, I think. I think because of what they went through as well, my dad being a member of the Stolen Generations and being in and out of the system and taken from his family, and he was always really open with that, and his experience and his journey. And, that's also why he's such an inspiration for me. He's my hero to this day, everything that he's overcome. And just to see my mum by him as well and the support that she gave him and us as well growing up, huge influence.
Did your father ever reconnect with his family?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, we went on a big road trip. So we drove from Katherine all the way down to Hervey Bay and Brisbane and Gympie and all these places. And I, as a kid, you don't know, I just thought I was going on a big holiday and it was mad. But come to find out that my dad's meeting his sisters and brothers for the first time. And, he was 30 going on 40 sort of. Yeah. So looking back on it, it was, such special and really, impactful times. Yeah.
I couldn't imagine the emotions. That must have been just hugely emotional for your father and also for, the rest of the family.
Yeah, totally. I mean, yeah, crazy. It's still impacting us today. I'm still meeting cousins and stuff, for the first time, So it's never ending. We've got such a big family.
Yeah. Birds has been with us talking about Legacy, the new album, which is now out. And we're going to play one final track from the record, Birds, and it's a song which kind of almost doesn't need much of a setup and much of an explanation, but I want to play Aussie Aussie. A couple of questions, though. How hard is it to write a song like this and get all the words right?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, it's not hard for me. I didn't find it hard. I think it's kind of just a flow of consciousness, and I think I've learned over the years and, I think a reflection of the artists that I hang out with and that I'm around, people like Briggs and Charles. And, I've always, just been really unapologetic with my approach to making music. And I think, it was a lot of fun making Aussie Aussie too because of the juxtaposition between what it sounds like and what I'm actually talking about. And I think that was a challenge. Yeah, but it was an exciting one at the same time.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm kind of surprised in a way that the title hasn't kind of been done before. So, you know, kind of good work on picking up on that one. Aussie, you know, it's kind of got a bit of a reverence, or, you know, people have kind of got a soft spot for that part of Australian culture.
Yeah.
And that's why I kind of asked you whether it was hard to write the words, because, you know, it's like a sacred cow for some people in a way. And lyrically, you're completely unapologetic within this track. So I was wondering whether it was a tough one to write, but it doesn't sound like it.
No, I don't think it was. Well, you know, it's funny you say like it being sacred to Australian identity, which I think is what I'm directly trying to challenge with this song. And it's not hard for me, I guess, because everything that's sacred to blackfellas has been challenged or taken away, you know. So I guess it's just another way of me sort of stepping up and speaking out and, you know, yeah, doing what I do.
Okay. It is really powerful. It's a great moment from the Birds record. So here it is. Good. Well done on this record. Great to have you with a full body of work. Once again, after Bugalam did so well last year, it's great to have a full body of work from you. And I know you're going to be touring the record in April as well, so I'll give those touring details a mention in just a moment. But good to meet you, Birds, and well done.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks a lot, Richard.
Oh, we just want our fucking land back. Still living, they can't stand that. Oh, yeah, they kill you if you're blackjack. Oh, Aussie, 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 what we call that? Down on the way, they got a popping off. Black dance rising like a rocket launch. And black lives matter only when they get caught. No pleas for the cops, just please to get off of. This little piggy shot him cold. This little piggy never told. This little piggy went to Gold Coast. This little piggy went home.
Yeah, but we're here now, so just fucking get over it.
Oh, we just want our fucking land back. Oh, we still living, they can't stand that. Oh, yeah, they kill you if you're blackjack. Oh, Aussie, 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 what we call that?
Now everybody come together, let's rejoice. Another black body buried on the golden soil. And the weather kinda nice, got well for tall. Black fella life worth less than yours. Average white man with a longer lifespan. Driving like he stole it with no license. Try to beat us out there and preach righteous. They say we all gone, but here I stand.
Yeah, but you know, you're one of the good ones.
Yeah, well, it's only a shorty, but it certainly packs a punch. That is Aussie Aussie, one of the new songs from the Birds album Legacy, which is out now. I mentioned before, Birds is going to be touring this record in April of 2022. Kicks off on the 1st of April, Friday night, at the Lansdowne on Gadigal Land in Sydney. Then he appears in Brisbane at the Brightside on Saturday the 2nd, Friday the 8th at the Lab in Adelaide. He's going to be playing the Land of Plenty Festival on Yorta Yorta Land in Shepparton, Victoria, on Saturday the 9th of April. And finally, Birds will be playing the Gasso in Melbourne on Wurundjeri Land on Friday the 22nd of April.
Beauty so rich and rare, kill you here, kill you there. Good night, little one.
2021.
The World of New Music with Richard Kingsmill
on Triple J.